Blog Talk Radio.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host today. I would like to thank you all again for your continued support and spreading the word about Think Big Radio. Last month, we had over 20,000 listeners. This month, we hope to do that and better, and we're able to do that because of our marketing and your marketing for when you're coming on the show. We have a very special big thinker tonight. This person's been big thinking, I've heard, since they were 5 years old. And the funny thing about it is that was just a couple of years ago. Micaiah Stahl, 7-year-old author, she writes to sponsor book scholarships for first-generation and low-income college students. Tonight we're going to hear how she started and how she stays grounded in her fame. Micaiah, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, Micaiah, I see that you want us to call you Tink Tink. Is that okay?
Yes, that's okay.
All right, great. Now, Micaiah's mom is also on the line, and her name is Crystal Stahl. Crystal, are you there?
Yes, hello. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. I'm glad that you guys made it and able to, make this thing happen tonight. Now, before we get started, Tink Tink, how can we reach you? Everyone needs to know this because you're just so gifted and determined that we have to let all of our listeners know out there that have big children that they can be big thinkers also.
There's a couple of ways and a lot of ways. First, y'all can go to www.myspace.com/JazzyTinkTink. And my username is Tink-Tink.
Okay, so that's the first way is
then
my
you can reach
.com, Jazzy Tink Tink. And I'm going to spell that out for our listeners. That's JazzyTinkTink. And what's the next way they can reach you?
Tink-Tink.
All right.
And then y'all can go to my page. My website. That's clever@crystalstahl.com.
Okay.
It's Crystal Stahl, my mom's name.
All right. And to spell that out, that's CrystalStahl.com.
Yes.
Okay, well, one of the things that we like to do with our guests is let our audience know a little bit about them. So why don't you start off by, telling us about you, where you're from, and where you're at.
My name is Micaiah Alexis Stahl. I was born May 1st, 2000. I'm 7, about to be 8, May 1st. I was born in Edmond, Oklahoma, by my mom, Crystal Lawanda Perkins Stahl, and Damon Carvell Stahl.
Okay, do you go?
I like science, and this Christmas, the Christmas day, I dissected a frog.
You mean?
And I do a lot of science stuff.
Oh, so that's real good. You like science. There's a lot of famous women who started off liking science. And you said that you've even dissected a frog already?
Yes, my first time.
How did that feel? I mean, what was it like?
Yuck.
Yeah, that's how it was for a lot of us when we first dissected it.
I learned a lot from it, though. It has lungs like us, a heart like us, a stomach like us, but not intestines. They look like us.
Oh. Now, Okay, you're gonna be 8 this year, right?
Yes.
What grade are you in now?
The third grade.
The third
grade? I got promoted.
Oh, wow. That's good. So how did that happen?
Well, they wanted to put me in the third grade, but my mom didn't let them. I skipped the pre-K and kindergarten. I've never been to pre-K.
Oh.
Never in my life.
Wow.
But
okay, now
hello?
Yeah, Tink Tink, you there?
Yes.
Okay. What was the name of the very first book you wrote?
Jazzy Little 5-Year-Old.
Jazzy Little 5-Year-Old. So tell me a little bit about that book. I mean, what made you write that, and how did all of that happen?
I was in a Delta Cutie pageant, and I recited it. So then me and my mom decided, well, why don't we make it into a book? So we sat down, I told her the words, and I wrote the book.
Wow, that's good. A lot of people wouldn't even know how to do that, and so you were already creative at a very young age. Now was it really hard for you to get that first book out, or?
No, since I recited it, it was pretty easy.
Wow.
I was first place with that.
And you won something with that, huh?
I won first place.
Wow. Now, how long was it before you decided to come out with your... How many books have you written?
About 6 books or 5.
That's a lot of writing. I haven't even written that many, and I try to write every now and then. Now, what
Do you have books?
Huh?
Do you have books?
Do I have books?
Yes.
Not as good as the ones yours look like. Yours can be read by everyone, and I really think that. Now, I understand also that you like to travel. You do a lot of traveling?
Yes, all over the world, everybody. I mean, this one time I was in Langston, and I sold it to this lady, and she prayed for me. She prayed for me, and then she gave me two golden $1.
Wow,
coins.
That's good. So name some of the places that you've been to.
I've been to Washington, Dallas, Detroit, Kansas City, Florida, Oklahoma, because I live in Oklahoma.
Now, do you sometimes have seminars or workshops?
Yes, all over.
Okay. So tell me.
I did one Wednesday.
Oh, you just did one recently?
Yes. I did millions of them. You couldn't believe how many I did. It's like a billion people all over the world tell me to do stuff. I like to talk to them, though. It's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool to be able to talk. I was so happy that you decided to come on our show. And what a lot of people don't realize out there is that we've been trying to get you on this show since January, but your schedule is just... Oh, my God, I can't believe your schedule.
It's just blowing up.
That's right, it is. It's blowing up. Now, one of the things that I'd like to ask you is, what made you decide to give some of the money away from your books?
That's an easy question, because my mom worked at two universities. First, she worked at Langston University, and all the kids at Langston would come to my mom's classroom all the time and cry that they didn't have money. So my mom would try and give them a little money to spend. My mom helped those people. And then I decided, why don't I give some of my money that I make off my books to help other people that don't have a lot of money?
Wow, that is so great. You're already thinking about what we call humanitarian type efforts. Did you know that Oprah Winfrey is also a person who gives a lot?
Yes, I know about her African school that she built.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and by you starting to give at this age, wow, I can just imagine what all of the people that will know about you and hear about you, you'll be very, very famous.
Can you help me get on Oprah's show?
Can I get you on Oprah's show?
Yes.
You know what? I never thought about it like that. I'm going to see if I can. I'm going to send out something to see if I can get you on Oprah's show. And you don't even have to
let people. Thank you. You're so kind.
And you don't have to even let people know I was one of the people who made it happen. But come to think of it, I do have some connections on the inside that works with Oprah. So I'll see if I could find those numbers and make those phone calls and have them listen to the interview or go to your website. Oh, by the way, what is your website again? Can you let everybody out there that's listening know how to get in touch with Tink Tink?
clever@crystalsale.com.
Okay.
And www.myspace.com/jazzytinktink.
Jazzy Tink Tink. So for those of out there who are listening, that's www.myspace.com/JAZZYTINKTINK and www.crystalstale.com. That's CrystalStale.com. Now, I know that you have a lot of business and you do a lot of things helping people, but what are some of the things that you like to do when you're not doing business? Like, what's your favorite TV show?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, I love that show.
I know, isn't it cool? I love the Best Day Ever song. Mom, I can't see.
Can you tell me one of your favorite episodes?
Well, I got two of my favorite episodes. I like one, and it's about where SpongeBob loves this Krabby Patty like a girl.
Oh wow! Yeah, that was a good one. What's another one?
Or the Best Day Ever.
Oh, that was a good one. One of my favorites is the one when he's got this giant muscle arms and he's just like real, real big and he goes on the beach and everybody's looking at him and his arms are so big that he's walking.
I know, I remember that show and then his arms ran out on the anchor part.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites. Okay, so what's another, do you have another TV show that's a favorite?
Will Smith, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
He's
my number one fan.
Okay. Now, what's one of your favorite songs?
I can't sing it. It's a SpongeBob song.
Oh, it's like a church song?
No, the SpongeBob song.
Oh, the SpongeBob song. Okay.
And a church song. It's, ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things are get brighter. Ooh.
How to sing also. You sing a little bit?
Yes, I know how to sing. SpongeBob songs really good.
Okay. Now, what are some foods that you like?
My favorite seafood, you wouldn't believe it, is seafood.
You love seafood?
Yes, I love squid, crab legs, oysters, shrimp, fish. My mom's trying to cook some fish now.
Is she?
Can she
put a plate aside for me?
We can. But how are we going to get it all the way to California? I mean, it'll get all bunched up and crumbled up and old.
No, you can send it through the email to me. You know what? Maybe they haven't invented that part yet.
Okay.
Okay, so what's the favorite thing that you like to do when you're not, you know, doing business?
Okay, so my mom, she has this computer, and she gave it to me. Well, her computer's old and raggedy, so it's not working. That's my computer now. And so then she got a new computer. She's about to get me a new computer, I guess. And it's going to be so cool. And I love playing games on the computer, like downloading little games. And I already downloaded a lot of games to my mom's computer, and she'd be getting mad at me and saying, "You better not download all those games on my computer."
So do you like games like what, puzzles or?
Yes, my favorite game is Incense Aquarium.
Is what?
Incense Aquarium Deluxe. All you do is feed the fish and take care of them.
Oh, okay.
And then there's these giant monster fish, and they try and eat all your fish. And I'll be beating them up.
Yeah, you gotta protect the little good fish, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, and my mom be helping me.
Oh, that's good. What's another one of the books that you've written? Because the very first one was the Jazzy 5-Year-Old, right?
Right.
And did you write your second book? What was that book name?
Tink Tink Goes Hip Hop. It's a rap song. It's like a little hip-hop song.
Okay.
But it's education, though.
All right, that's good.
Teach you about, you know, working together and studying hard and stuff.
That's really good. Now, when you first did, were you scared when you first did your first interview talking in front of people? I mean, what was that like?
Sorry.
What was that like?
It was pretty scary because right now I'm nervous. Like every time I do an interview, I get nervous and I always have to, you know, play with my shirt and button it.
Oh.
And then my mom just be telling me, "Stop doing that. Talk on your interview." I'd be like, okay, I'm just nervous. I'm nervous right now.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, you're on the telephone.
I know, my mom keeps telling me, it's not like he's in, you know, your house talking to you, it's just on a telephone.
Yeah, so should you have a lot of friends you talk to on the phone?
Not really, a few.
Yeah. Okay, what we're going to do now is we're going to play a commercial and we're going to play a song. Are you going to
okay.
be with that?
Yes.
Okay, it's just going to take us a few minutes. That way we can take a break. We have 25 minutes remaining, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about some more things with you.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You're listening to Micaiah Stale, also known as Tink Tink, a 7-year-old author who writes to sponsor book scholarships for first-generation and low-income college students. She's telling us how she got started and how she stays grounded. Matthias Stale is definitely a big thinker. The song that we're going to play is one of the songs that she said was her favorite, which is Ooh Child, Things Are Gonna Get Easier.
It's your nephew. What up, Johnny? Now, I know things in the world looking crazy right now, and you don't know what's going to happen next. But there's a word of encouragement for you, boo. Uncle Donnie.
Yeah. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. And we'll get it all done someday when the world is much brighter. Someday, yes, we'll walk in the rays of the beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
Come on, come on.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Just you wait and see, things will get brighter.
ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Tink Tink, you still there?
Yes.
Okay, did you enjoy our song selection?
Yes, it was beautiful. Piecework. I loved it.
Thank you. And we hope to even have you on our show at a later date. Do you think that'll be possible?
Yes, if I can get into my schedule.
Tink Tink, do you mind if we ask your mom a couple of questions now?
Sure, what do we find?
Okay, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
I don't know where to start.
I'm just sitting over here just smiling. I never know what she's going to say.
I wanted her to sing the SpongeBob song.
She wanted. And I said, he wants you to be yourself. I just thought she was going to sing it. I knew she was. See the background, and I said, can she sing it?
Yeah, she can end our show with the SpongeBob song if she would like.
Okay.
Let's see. So what was it like when you sat down and she just, you know, told you that she wanted to write a book to help people? I mean, how did you feel when she came to you with that?
Well, Micaiah is a very giving little person. Her spirit is one that I've never even experienced before with someone her age. And so it wasn't really surprising to me, because I know sometimes we watch different programs. We watch Feed the Children and programs like that. And I remember Micaiah crying and asking if she could send money, some of her allowance, to the Feed the Children program to sponsor a kid for a year. And so early on, I really tried to introduce Micaiah to different types of community service. You know, we do mentoring together. Even today, we feed the homeless on the weekends. Sometimes we go into the senior citizen homes and do different activities with seniors. And so it wasn't really surprising to me, because I also do scholarships for students. And so Micaiah actually does scholarships for first-generation and low-income, first-time incoming students. And then I do scholarships for continuing students.
Wow, I think she has a great plan. And she mentioned Oprah Winfrey just from wanting to be on the show. And I think that we should put something together that we can not only market across the Internet, but, you know, I'm right here in Chicago down the street from Oprah's offices. I like to call it down the street, but it's about maybe 20, 30 minutes away, so that we can, you know, actually see when she's going to do, you know, another segment on child prodigies and, you know, just big thinkers.
Oh, I would love for her to go on Oprah. She really admires Oprah, and she really, really admires Maya Angelou. And so for her to get on Oprah would be just an awesome blessing, because it would definitely give her an opportunity to share her ministry on a whole entirely different level than she's able to, you know, on MySpace.
Yeah, she's definitely a big thinker, and I can tell just from talking with her that she keeps your hands full with everything that she wants to do.
Oh, yeah. Yes, actually, this Christmas she was offered a little audiobook deal by Audible out of New York. They do the audiobook uploads for MP3 and iPod, and so we're in the process of trying to get her books converted to audio version so that we can send those into them. But that's one of the reasons we created her MySpace page, because she set a goal to give 10 scholarships for 2008. And, I mean, in the time that she's been in business, she's only been able to give two or three. But, you know, for 10 in 1 year, it was quite a challenge for me. And so just to kind of not discourage her but see her dream a reality, I just thought, okay, well, maybe we'll open up a MySpace page. And I noticed after she wasn't even on a month, she had over 1,000 friends, and she was kind of saying, Mom, how long have you been on MySpace? Because everything is a competition for her.
Yeah.
And everything. And so she really is trying to work hard to meet her goal, and I'm going to work very hard with her to try to make sure that dream becomes a reality.
Well, you got Think Big Radio staff and members behind her, so, you know, we'll see what we can do on that end also.
Well, we thank you so much. I thank you for this opportunity for Micaiah. She really enjoys what she does, and so to have people, especially older people, you know, really supporting what she does as a child, I think that is, you know, it says a lot to her that, you know, her works and her efforts are not taken as a joke and that they're not going to go in vain. And so I really appreciate you giving her this opportunity to have this interview.
You know, it's funny. A lot of people say how much they appreciate us inviting them on the show, when it's us really, you know, appreciating them for what they're doing. And we just try to get as many, you know, big thinkers on here that can help and benefit people. And we know that it all starts not only at the home, but when you're a child. So for you to be the type of parent who was, you know, out there and really assisting her with her goals, you know, we'd like to throw our hands up for you also.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I know when Micaiah did her first book signing, we were at the Kwanzaa Fest in Dallas, and initially she was kind of, you know, she wanted to play that. She was being enticed by this little McDonald's playland that they had, and so she didn't want to work quite as hard. But one thing about her I can say is that when she notices money and she notices a knot going from a small knot to a big knot, she'll get out there and really work. And so she is able to really sell her books. I mean, she has a real gift. And so I don't really make her work at times when she doesn't want to. I always allow this to be something that she is really responsible for doing. I mean, I really let her be the CEO of this company. She handles her banking and everything, because I think it's so important to teach her about the true spirit of entrepreneurship as well as giving back. And so I let her handle her business. You know, generally when she has interviews, I allow her to make the calls, and I kind of sit to provide her with some guidance. But I want her to understand that it is a business, and she has to conduct it as such. And so when she doesn't feel like working, she understands if you don't work, you don't make any money.
Well, one of the things that I'd like to share with you also is the last gentleman that we had on the show, Dane Reed. You may want to listen to his interview and visit his website and get in touch with him, because from his connections and, of course, us talking, you know, when we're not on the interview, I think that he can also help further benefit her and what she's doing.
Okay. You said it was Dane Reed?
Dane Reed.
Okay.
And his book was called Dana the Procrastinator, but I can see Tink Tink able to also do, you know, some of those same things, and he has a lot of connections also within the educational system. So let's take a listen to his interview, and we have a caller that just called in from the 804 area code. So what we're going to do is going to have Tink Tink come back on the phone, and this person can ask her a question.
Okay, no problem.
So,
Hello.
Hi, Tink Tink.
Hi.
Okay, I was just talking to your mom, and she was telling us about all of the different things that you're doing and how you're the CEO of your company and you run the banking and things like that. And so we're just talking about some other people that may be able to assist you and who you might also be able to assist. Now, like I said earlier, that sometimes we have people that call in to the show. Sometimes they listen, and sometimes they have a question to ask. So I'm going to put this person on the phone. They're going to tell us their name and where they're from, and then they'll ask you a question. Will you be okay with that?
Yes, sir.
All right. And my name is Big.
Okay.
804-354 phone number. Where are you from, and what is your question?
Hello. I am from Richmond, Virginia, and this is Mary the Encourager. And I just called in to say I'm just very impressed with all that you're doing and just wondered if you have a way that you encourage yourself to keep on going with these big goals, these things you're doing. How do you keep yourself up and happy?
Well, the way I do that is the first thing I do is ask my mom for a little bit of tips. Then,
a little bit of what?
Tips.
Okay.
And then I'll pray.
Okay.
And the last thing I'll do is give myself a tip.
A tip?
Yes.
Okay.
Tips. Words of encouragement help me.
Oh, okay. Boy, that sounds very wise. You must be at least 78 years old.
No, just 7.
Well, that sounds great. You keep up the good work. I just wanted to let you know that you're quite an encouragement to me.
Thank you.
Okay.
Wow, you had one of our hosts call in that was listening to the interview to tell you that you're doing a very good job. That was Mary the Encourager, and what she does is she helps people by and through her encouragement and she also shares with them ways that they can further their business.
She does?
Yeah, and I'm sure that she's going to be in touch with you and your mom and see what she can do, because she's working with the Small Business Association as one of her partners.
That's right. If there's anything I can do to help, I will.
There is a few things you can do.
Oh, okay.
Well, one thing you can do is, if you don't want to buy a book, all you can do is just donate some money.
Oh, that's a good way. I also could spread the word to about 15 or 20 people, and then everybody could either get a book or donate some money.
Wow, you're the best. Thank you.
Oh, right. Okay.
Ting Ting, what are you thinking about doing in the future? I mean, do you plan on releasing any more books, or maybe starring in a couple of movies? What's in it for your future?
My future is to have a successful life, be a successful woman, do great things in life, help other people, be a scientist, and grow up to be the best person I can be.
Wow, and that really sums it up. That sums it up. So what's it like at your school? Do a lot of people know that you write books, and do people come and ask you for advice all the time?
Well, you know, not many people come and ask me for advice, but they know that I write books. Some of them bought a book. Excuse me.
So you have plans for later on tonight? Are you just going to relax, or?
My mom said if I do good on the radio, she'll give me candy, and I was smacking up the candy while she was took it away from me.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you've done great in my book, so if it's up to me, she'll give you some candy.
I got it.
Okay.
That back.
Now we've got a few minutes left, and we want to finish. What we would like to do is, if you had anybody that you would like to thank, we'd let you know. You can thank those people or whoever it is you want to thank, and then if you wanted to kind of go into the SpongeBob song, you can do that. And then we're just going to ask your mom a couple of questions, and that'll be it. So, is there anybody you'd like to thank?
Hold on, I'm writing them down.
You're writing them down?
Kevin Weeks, I would like to thank Mr. Kevin Weeks for buying one of my books, and that check really did help. And I would like to thank Lady Kim for listening. Thank you. I know you're out there. And I would like to thank my grandma, Kim, my dad, and I hope you're okay, Dad. And my mom, even if she's right here. And you, Mr. Big, and Big Radio.
Oh, thank you. Now, did you want to, wait, but before we do this, though, Mary, did you have any questions or comments for Tink Tink?
No, I really wanted to just encourage you to continue to be all that you can be. Be the 7-year-old and listen to your mom and play and have fun. And let these ideas keep coming, because obviously God has a great mission for you. And so as long as you follow in that, you will be all those things you said. You already are a successful person. So I just want to encourage you to keep on and continue to be thankful and grateful for all the people who are helping and supporting you.
Thank you for the good tip.
All right.
Okay, now, if you want to go into the little SpongeBob, you can do that right now.
Okay. And Mr. Sun came up and he smiled at me. He said, it's gonna be a good one, just wait and see. Jumped out of bed and I ran outside, feeling so excited, satisfied. It's the best day. Bye. this is.
Thank you,
everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Ting Ting.
Everybody.
We'll let you get the last word. Crystal, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Wow. I almost started singing a song with her.
And I was over here rocking and bobbing my feet.
Yeah, I was. I was also.
Oh, my goodness. She is something else. And, again, I would just like to thank you and your staff, again, for giving Micaiah this opportunity. You guys are the best, and we will never forget you.
Oh, we'll never forget you. And believe us, we're going to market this interview. We're going to do exactly what we said as far as, you know, trying to see if we can get her on Oprah. I have a couple of connections here. And somebody knows her on the internet somewhere. So we can even forward the interview to her so that hopefully when she gets a chance in her busy schedule, she'll be able to do something, especially with the new show that she just started. And it's just, I mean, I'm just at a loss for words because I know that this girl is going to do so much with her life and benefit so many people, and it's so good to see these things, and especially, you know, when a parent has the wisdom to, you know, notice and move forward.
Yeah, I'm real excited for her. Like I said, she's just a very compassionate little person, and so to assist her with allowing her dreams to become a reality, I think, you know, we support so much junk that when, you know, you put something good in and you get something good out, then I think you have definitely created a masterpiece. And so be it big, small, as long as it's something positive, I'll always be behind her 100%.
And I'm sure Mary's going to want to talk to you, you know, post-interview.
Oh, and I would love to speak with Mary and exchange. I can exchange email information with her after the show and see if we can get together and maybe make some things possible for Micaiah as well. And I would love to.
Well, that's what we're about here on Think Big Radio, is interviewing big thinkers, people that are making it happen, and finding ways for them to also touch more through our vast network.
Okay, and one of the things I wanted to say that Micaiah neglected to mention because she was so anxious to get back to that world's finest chocolate bar was that our scholarship deadlines are May 31st, and so for individuals who might be in need of course book assistance in terms of financial aid assistance, they can go to the website, and there's a link on my website, crystalsale.com, to download the scholarship information, and we would love to see applicants submit their material so that we can review it for consideration.
Could you spell that website again?
Yes, the website is www.crystalstallstell.com.
Have I been spelling it? Oh, no, I've been spelling it right.
You've been spelling it right.
Yeah. Okay, we're down to our last minute. We're going to end this with a commercial. And I guess, Mary can give you a call if she wants to this evening, but I know that she's an hour ahead and she's got a lot of things to do. But we'll definitely make sure that we can make things happen for you and your daughter. And that's part of about, you know, what Think Big Radio is about. It's pretty much about helping. That's the bottom line. When it all boils down, it's about helping people and businesses.
And what area are you in?
We're in the central region, Oklahoma, and it's actually an hour earlier. It's 8:44 here now.
Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely get the information, and we'll get in touch with each other.
That's fine. No problem. No problem at all.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Tonight's interview was with Micaiah Stell and her mom, Crystal Stell. Micaiah, 7-year-old author, accomplished writer. Visit her at myspace.com/thinktink. I'm sorry I messed that up, but the show just ended.
That's okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's not a problem. And you guys know that once the show ends, you can download the interview, put it on your site. You can, you know, kind of edit just the certain things that you want on there. So they can also help promote her and, of course, our show. But we'll definitely see what we can do.
Okay, no problem. And we're going to figure out once you download it, how to download it and get it on her site, her MySpace page. And so thank you so much. And you have a blessed evening, and we'll chat with you soon.
You too.
Okay.
And the last thing I wanted to say was, you know, I'm sorry for your loss and, you know, the reason why you guys couldn't come on the show before.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. My uncle, he was young, but, you know, he lived a good life, and so I do appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.